A sea of more than 30,000 students floods the University of Oklahoma's campuses each year. Those students have the option to choose among hundreds of classes taught by more than 2,600 full-time faculty members housed in 21 colleges. But when Victoria Heath, a 22-year-old English and Women and Gender Studies junior, had to take all of her OU courses online last semester, she was navigating uncharted waters.
I felt isolated, I mean, obviously, because just not being in the campus environment anymore that I was in for almost, 3 years previous. So, I mean, it was a struggle to see everybody going to class, having, these intimate kind of experiences in the classroom with professors, with peers, and then me just kind of looking at a screen all the time.
Heath suffered a debilitating ankle injury in reconstructive surgery, which prevented her from attending her classes on campus, so she enrolled in all online courses during the fall 2013 semester.
I was, incapacitated for so long, and I had so many other things to do, so much healing to do, that I think it made me maybe feel more positive that that was just an option.
Heath took 15 credit hours to maintain full-time student status through OU's Center for Independent and Distance Learning.
I mean, I felt kind of like I was taking a step out of, the college experience even, which sounds weird. Because, it was beneficial, and I liked it, and I appreciated that option. But at the same time, it felt like I wasn't progressing as everybody else was. Like, I wasn't experiencing it the same way, or maybe even, a correct way.
Although the online environment was isolating for Heath, she was not as alone as she felt. CIDL Director Randy Dorneman says about 2,500 students enroll in online courses each year, most being traditional OU students, but the center also serves students with military contracts, participants in foreign exchange programs, and adults in the business world.
The 18 to 22-year-old group is kind of expected to be on campus here for those 4 years, and the reality really is some of them aren't or can't be, because they run into life situations that will take them away from the campus. To hopefully stay connected to those students, an online option provides that opportunity.
The CIDL has been providing online courses for students beyond OU's campus since Dorneman started 10 years ago. The center offers select courses in various fields and even a few bachelor's and master's degree programs. Last semester, OU established another online educational option called Janix. OU Senior Vice Provost and Janix leader Kyle Harper says it incorporates digital technology in two formats, one a paid admission course for credit and the other a free course open to anyone interested.
Only really in the last few years have people in a large scale started to say, in a big way, let's figure out what new technologies we can develop that lets online learning be powerful in its own way and recognize that it's not the same as more traditional classrooms just moved into an online space. And so I think there's been a lot of change in the last few years, and I think we're going to see even more change over the next 5 to 10 years.
About 500 students took courses through Janix in the fall 2013 semester. And overall, approximately 10% of OU students are choosing the online option, available through Janix or the Center for Independent and Distance Learning. While Harper expects online learning to grow, it will not change the university's distinction as what he calls a place-based institution.
Online will never displace that from being just our primary identity. But at the same time, online learning and technology more broadly has to be a part of your culture and your portfolio. If you want to help your students succeed, you need those options. For some of our non-traditional students and for some of the fully online programs that we offer and will be offering that are maybe outside of our traditional bachelor's degree student population, there really is an important role for that.
Randy Dorneman agrees, and he hopes OU will make even more classes available for a broader range of majors and degree programs.
We just need to be flexible in providing some options so the students can choose what works for them.
Victoria Heath, now fully recovered from her surgery, is glad to be back on campus, raising her hand, engaging in discussion, and walking slowly but surely to Gittinger Hall. And she's grateful to have had the option to learn through the web last semester, and plans to take more online courses this summer to graduate by 2016.
there are things I really loved about being online, and there are things that I really love being back in the classroom. But I honestly don't think I have like an opinion on which is better or not. Technically, I think in class is better just because that's my option right now if I want to advance in my courses.
For Assignment Radio, I'm Molly Evans.
Thank you.